Welcome to the Poop Scoop podcast, where we take a scatological look at the world around us. We have pre-selected a theme based in pop culture. We will flush out some lists based on that theme. During each podcast, we sling our titles at each other in a sort of showdown. The final results are really only determined by you, the listener. Who had the funniest? Who had the most vile? Either way, we're pretty sure our lists stink.
Welcome to another episode of the Poop Scoop Podcast, where the only thing that matters is the humor. And I am one of your hosts, Doo-Doo.
And I'm number two.
And we hope you're all doing very well out there as we hit up another round of poop. So this is a podcast where we are using entertainment to describe the most horrific, smooth, or realistic descriptions of poop.
And this is coming to you podcast number two of the Poop Scoop. We're going to be looking at candy. And I think what I found, because we've only done two, or we're about to do the second one.
Right.
A, it's number two. That makes it funny. B, the last one was movies. This is food substances, which can actually make you poop.
Yes, they certainly can. Hopefully most candy doesn't do any sort of ravaging to your stomach, but I suppose it could.
There's a couple I think I have.
Depending on your sugar tolerance, perhaps. If you're maybe diabetic or something, I guess that you could be having this issue. Not to make fun of anyone who's diabetic, but just, I mean, I guess it could be a problem for you.
I don't want to give away what I'm going to say, but there's definitely two on my list that will give you a little bit of trouble.
Some heartache and heartburn and more to come?
Definitely more to come.
Oof, okay. Well, I believe I gave you the honors of starting last time, so why don't we flip it and will start this time.
And we're going to do about 10 each this time?
Yeah, we'll do a limit about 10 this time. Just, I think, judging from the sounds of our list, just the right number to go with. All right, so I will begin, and I will start very simple, and this is a very good chocolate bar, in my opinion, and it's very simple, and that is Mr. Big.
Oh, I didn't even have that one.
So Mr. Big, when you have a big honkin' poop.
That sounds satisfying.
It could be.
It could be both ways, it as could a be. Very large candy bar and at the end.
Yes, so Mr. Big.
All right. Oh, man, I kind of have a 1-2 punch, and I'm afraid if I give you one, you're going to take away number two.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay, well, I'll start smaller then. I'll start with... Smaller. I'll start with dots.
Dots? dots. I remember dots. I haven't seen those in a long time.
It's kind of like one of those movie theater kind of
like
candies.
Jelly or something, yeah. Right? Yeah. Dots.
I could think of a couple times where dots are appropriate.
Okay, dots... All right, well, I will counteract dots with rockets.
Oh.
Now, I know in the U.S., rockets are Smarties.
Oh.
But we call them, I think most of the world calls them rockets.
Because we're special, of course.
I don't know why they call them Smarties. But anyways, that's those little powder candy.
Yeah, they're like both sweet and seriously sour.
Yeah, depending. So rockets.
Okay. I'm going to save up some of my chocolate. I know. I'll hit you with one that's along the line of dots. Skittles.
Skittles. If you're pooping a rainbow, you should seriously visit your internal doctor.
Please see a doctor.
All right, Skittles, that's a very good one. Mm-hmm. Now, I will counter Skittles then with one that I don't think you have. This is a candy I've never had, but apparently it's from the UK and maybe some other places, and that is toxic waste.
Whoa. That's, wow.
That's vile.
That's bad.
Toxic waste.
That's a bad day in the toilet.
Oh, yes. That is a bad day.
I've never even heard of that.
I've never either, but I just stumbled across it.
I wonder if that's, it's not a chocolate. It's maybe
It didn't sound like it was from what I had read. So.
All right. Well, I'll hit your toxic waste
with
an atomic fireball.
Oh!
Did you ever have those?
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's like one of those cinnamony hot ball, like a gobstopper. Like,
okay, is it really big?
I think it's really big. I remember,
they're red and they have speckled colors.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's supposed to be. Those.
If I remember right, they were super hot when I was a kid. But yeah, atomic fireball. Good.
That's a good one. Atomic fireball. Hey. All right. Well, I will counter that with an Australian chocolate bar, and I wish I could change the name, but I cannot. And that is Violet Crumble.
Oh,
I wish it was Violet Crumble.
Crumble, that's
Violet
good.
Violet Crumble.
Oh, that's very visual. I like that. Yes, yes. I'm getting a clear picture
of what it would be.
How set. I feel Violet it's also Crumble. Like you're going to go through a lot of toilet paper.
Probably, yeah. Some wet tissue might help.
So what I was thinking of in particular when I was thinking of troubled bathroom visits is coconuts. Mm-hmm. And when I think of coconuts, I think of mounds. And coconuts tend to have a little bit of effect on many people.
I was surprised at how much candy actually has coconut. There's quite a few.
Really?
Quite a few chocolate bars and stuff. I was surprised. I didn't realize that. I guess coconut's a pretty good seller. Just didn't strike me.
There's like cheap sugar or something?
I don't know. I've had fresh coconut and it's hard as a rock. It's not that great.
Tastes very different when they make it into a
candy bar.
Once
it's shaved and stuff, it's fine. But okay. So mounds. All right. Well, now here's one that a lot of Americans wish they could get their hands on, but it is almost as illegal as cocaine, and that is Kinder Surprise.
Oh, the Kinder. Oh, and the Surprise.
Oh, Kinder. Ah, surprise.
The Kinder's
Kinder
the surprise. Fun part, the surprise part, No, not so much.
Not that great a chocolate, actually, honestly. It's about the toy.
It's really
But Kinder does have some other excellent products that are really good to eat.
I think I've actually seen a couple, but
like Bueno and stuff. Or is it Bueno? Or I forget. There's the one that has hazelnut. No, that one's really good.
Hazelnuts. Anything to do with nuts is going to be funny for this, really.
For the most part.
Yeah. Okay, well, then my 1-2 punch, which I'm happy you didn't get, mounds and then the Almond Joy, because Almond Joy has nuts and mounds don't.
I don't even know Almond Joy.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
no,
I've never
I've never even heard of mounds, actually, either, to be honest. Okay. I don't know what those are.
So mounds is like a caked, like very tightly packed set of sugary coconut. Kind of, there's like something very sticky about it together, and they just cover it in dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. So it's like this shot of coconut into your system, which, you know, a couple hours later, you start to feel.
Yeah.
But the Almond Joy, I think it's like more of a milk chocolate on the outside, and they plop an almond on top of each little oval.
Goo
of
or whatever. Okay.
Just like one whole almond on top of the mound of coconut. Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, man, that's how I got away with it. You didn't know it.
I don't even know those. Yeah. I was looking for other things.
Well, and the song is, you know, Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't.
So it's the same company, I presume, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You've never even heard of them. I got still a few left here, obviously. The next one is, now, are you going to allow bubble gum?
I hadn't thought of it, but why not?
Okay. I figured you would let this slide in. So I figured it was, we discussed where these sort of things come from, and we said convenience store aisle, and I thought, well, bubblegum sits there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So for bubblegum, I have Big Red.
Oh, that's a bad day.
Yes, so Big Red.
That's terrible. I thought you were going to say Big Chew for a second. I'm like, ew,
come on. Big Chew. Ooh, Big Chew is pretty bad.
Big Red's a
Major
bad
League
day.
Major League Chew or whatever.
I have another like movie theater kind of specialty, although you can get it elsewhere. Whoppers.
Yeah, that's a Whopper. You can hear when somebody else is having a Whopper.
It's like there's a lot of splashing involved.
Yeah, it's usually like a fierce grunt. It's usually at the airport, too.
Oh, you know, I am impressed with the bathroom usages at the airport. People who I think are probably normally shy in their day-to-day public bathroom use.
I think they don't
care. They just let it rip in the airport bathroom.
Maybe men more so than women on average in any bathroom, but maybe women less so
in
the average bathroom. All right, so I think we're down to about three left,
I
think you have two and I have three. So I've got to be a little careful here about which ones I'm going to slam you with here. Next one I'm going to use is actually a very relaxing one, and it's apparently an American brand, and that is Smooth sailing.
I've never heard of it.
Smooth sailing.
That sounds like a pleasant time.
Yes. I don't think they all have to be horrifying. And
they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be all the time, but sometimes you just got to have a nice, calm, relaxing poop. So.
Yeah. That's like that afternoon where you just have, somehow you have a break in your day. And, you're like, and it's hey, just, yeah. Just going to go
feel,
take care of
feel
this.
Good and ready to go again.
All right. Well, then I can follow it up with a violent one with Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks hurt in your mouth. They hurt probably twice as much coming out. So,
Pop Rocks. I haven't thought about them coming out. Don't they mostly just disintegrate?
Probably, yeah, but I don't remember. I've probably eaten a bunch of other things while I ate them, so I didn't really think about just eating just Pop Rocks.
Just Pop Rocks. But,
Pop Rocks. That's another one I haven't seen or heard of in years. Mm. So, again, I want to be kind of careful which ones I'm going to use. So I will choose another bubblegum. And I will choose Eclipse.
Oh. That one took
that,
a minute
That's
to
a Wrigley
in.
Brand.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm Eclipse. Familiar. But it's so, like, the visual of what Eclipse is, like, as a gum and what Eclipse would be in the toilet is so polar opposite.
Oh, yeah. And I can just, you feel the Eclipse. You don't see it. That's the problem.
You come out, like, being able to tie your belt a little tighter after that one.
The Eclipse.
All right. Well, I can hit up another dietary problem. We've had coconut. Now, the lactose intolerance, the Milky Way.
Oh, the Milky Way is, that's that's fast and furious for sure. That's the Fast and the Furious Part 6. I mean, that's... that's
super gassy.
Now, this is tough. I still have a bunch sitting here, and I'm not sure which one I want to use, so... I think I've used two bubblegum, so even though I like that last bubblegum, I will use the final one, a relatively popular American brand chocolate bar, and that is Whatchamacallit.
I used to love the Whatchamacallit. That's a perf. Oh, yeah.
Whatchamacallit.
You walk away puzzled. Yeah. You're like, what did I eat? What happened?
I have no idea what was just transpired here.
And my last one is along the lines of the milk as well, and it's yet another movie one. It's the Milk Duds.
All I can think of is Pauly Shore and Encino Man. Milk Duds, you hide these under your pillow so your mom doesn't find
them. I've seen that. I don't remember that part.
And then he decided to wheeze the juice. Which sounds horrible for this podcast. All right, so that's the list there, the 10... types of candy bars, bubblegum, those sort
that
of
that personify
things.
The name of something you would do in the toilet.
Some of them nice and some of them not so nice. Mm. I do know you had a few left off your list. Do you want to do some off-the-record ones?
Oh, sure.
Now, please don't use these to count. For any listeners out there, you cannot use these ones as count.
There's an obvious one that I thought you would just take from me, so I didn't put Tootsie Rolls on.
I didn't find Tootsie Rolls that funny.
Yeah, it was fun because I want to say that I've heard, like, maybe as kids, people used to use Tootsie Rolls as a euphemism.
Food? Maybe. If it was more like Tootsie Rolls, maybe I'd find it funny.
Well, and, you know, they're small, they're roll-shaped, they're kind of cylindrical.
Look like poop. I mean, there's plenty of other just basic things such as caramel, nougat.
That's just funny.
Nanaimo bar. There's plenty of other. I had a few other ones here. I had Crunky, which is a Korean brand chocolate bar. Yep. Drifter from
I had
the
Oh Henry.
Oh Henry's a good one. Relax, which is supposedly a Syrian chocolate bar.
That'd be a nice day.
Just Jube Jubes, Starburst. Yeah. I was like, Starburst sounds wrong.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, Bazooka Joe. I had. Mm-hmm.
I had Big Hunk, but that was really close to one of the other ones.
Icebreakers.
Oh,
I was going to use that, but I avoided that one.
That's like in a portable toilets.
Yeah.
Out in the cold.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking it was more like you have to shit into a lake and there's nowhere else to go and it's the winter. And you have to crack through it.
Maybe about ice fishing.
Yeah. In Canada, there's a chocolate called Cherry Blossom, which I thought sounded disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
There's something in the U.S. that's very similar. It's actually like a cherry inside, like a chocolate blob.
Oh.
I don't know what the American one is, but it's pretty much the same thing, just as a different name. So those are some of the other off the off-the-record ones that I had.
I had a... In thinking of, you know, like, when you're really going for that one and you finally get to go to the bathroom the way you want to and you can say, score!
Yeah, score, the score bar. The
score bar.
Yeah, there's plenty more, obviously. So let's leave the rest up to our listeners, though. We're definitely taking a lot here. So
that's true.
I'd love to hear if anyone has some more funny ones. Perhaps if you are from, an international country that's not Canada or the U.S., where we are from, we'd love to hear some other ones that maybe you guys are aware of.
Yeah. So that's Candy from podcast number 2, Poop Scoop. Thank you very much. And
please remember to flush.
Thank you.